in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Veronica Lake, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
What are you doing, sweetheart? Writing a letter to your mother?
No, I'm writing a wedding announcement.
A wedding announcement?
Mm-hmm. Listen and see if it sounds right. Mr. and Mrs. Samuel J. Stagwell take pleasure in announcing the forthcoming marriage of their daughter, Tootsie, to Mr. William Goodwin. The ceremony will
minute.
Be held...
Wait a minute. Bill Goodwin is going to marry Tootsie Stagwell?
That's right.
I don't believe it.
But it's true, George. Of course, it's a secret. Very few people know about it yet. Not even Bill.
I thought so. What horrible thing are you cooking up for that poor guy?
Is it so horrible to marry a girl who looks exactly like Veronica Lake?
Gracie, Tootsie has a face like a New England boiled dinner. She doesn't look like Veronica Lake.
But she will, dear. Professor Robinson will fix that.
Who?
Professor Hubble Robinson.
Hubble Robinson?
Yes. The beauty expert.
Mm.
He sells a beauty kit that's guaranteed to make people look like their favorite movie stars.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So, Tootsie decided on Veronica Lake, and we're going to get started today.
How long do you expect it will take?
Oh, just a couple of hours. Veronica's a very small girl, you know.
Gracie, you're wasting your time. This Professor Robinson must be a quack.
He's nothing of the sort, George. Mr. Carol Nye of Burbank wanted to be like Clark Gable, and after the professor's treatment, he not only looked like Gable, but he had gorgeous legs.
He had gorgeous legs?
Yes. You see, his handwriting was hard to read, and the professor wasn't sure whether he wanted Gable or Grable. So he
gave them both. Yes. I see what you mean. That's really an amazing professor.
Yes. And then another customer got to look so much like Gene Autry that his wife left him. Horses kept following him home.
Gracie, Bill Goodwin will never marry Tootsie Stagwell.
I'll answer it, dear. Maybe Tootsie. Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. How are you this lovely, lovely morning?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And you're looking well, too.
Yes, this is the kind of weather that brings the roses to my cheeks.
Mr. Postman, you're always so healthy.
I take no credit, Mrs. Burns. If other people used my system, they could be as hale and hearty as I am.
What is your system?
Deep breathing. As I walk along, I inhale like this. And then I exhale like this.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, what mail did you bring me today?
A package, Mrs. Burns. Here you are.
Oh, it's just what I've been waiting for. Tootsie's beauty kit from the professor. Thanks, and goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, George, it came. Professor Robinson's beauty kit is here.
Great. Tomorrow I won't be able to tell Tootsie from Veronica.
Oh, yes, you will. I thought of that. You see, Veronica Lake uses a certain perfume, so Tootsie is going to just douse herself with that perfume.
Well?
Well, if she smells a little like Veronica Lake, she is Veronica Lake. But if she smells a lot like Veronica Lake, she's Tootsie.
Suppose she smells like Tootsie.
Well, in that case, ignore her. She's a stranger.
I'll cut her dead.
Oh, I just can't wait for the wedding. Tootsie and Bill are going to be...
Come in.
Yes,
Tootsie, it just came.
Oh, wonderful. Glamour, glamour, you shall be mine.
Well, this is murder. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, Tootsie, don't mind him. He's just a cynic. But you know what they say, live and learn.
Oh, who cares about learning? I want to live. Open the box,
Tootsie. All right.
Oh, gosh, I just can't wait to see what's in it.
Oh, me either. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Just look at all these things. Oh, what are those bottles of brown stuff?
Oh, that's mud for mud packs, Tootsie. See what it says in the label? procured from a ditch in Veronica Lake's own hometown.
Isn't that wonderful? I wonder what that funny-looking gadget is.
Oh, that's a no-shortener. You see, where Veronica's turns up, yours keeps right on going.
Oh, we'll have to fix that.
Look, here's the most important thing of all, this mask. You have to wear that over your face during the entire treatment.
Oh, I just can't wait to look like Veronica Lake. I've looked like me for so long.
Yes, I know.
Hello, Gracie. Gosh, you look cute this morning. Hello, Tootsie. Gosh.
Bill, you're not supposed to see the bride just before the wedding.
Really? Well, who's having a wedding? Gracie. Gracie, is Tootsie finally getting herself a man?
Yes.
Who is the poor sap?
You.
Me? I wouldn't marry Tootsie Sagwell if they threw rice and new shoes at the wedding.
But, Bill, you'd marry Veronica Lake, wouldn't you?
Veronica Lake? Well, who wouldn't? Gee, that Lake.
Bill, why do you like her?
Well, I tell you, Tootsie, whenever I think of a lake, I think of a swan. And swan, you know, is the new white floating soap. Surer than the finest cast seals, a regular suds and whiz.
Bill, Professor Robinson, the beauty expert, is going to make me look just like Veronica Lake.
Professor Robinson should be with the camouflage corps. Listen, if he can do that, he can make a 20-ton tank look like a bar of swan. But don't try to wash the dishes with a tank. Use swan. Swan is great for washing the dishes because it suds faster than other white floating soaps. And since swan is purer than the finest castiles, it's kind to your hands. So use swan for every soap and water job in the house.
Now, Bill, you come back in exactly 2 hours and propose to Tootsie. By then, she'll look like Veronica.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tootsie. She has to wear that terrible old mask for 2 hours.
Yeah, it is ugly.
I haven't got it on yet.
You haven't? Well, break me in two and call me Swan. By the way, Swan breaks in two with an easy twist of the wrist, you know. So you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face.
Gracie, we better get started with the treatment. You come back in 2 hours, Bill, and I'll be a glamour girl.
I'll be back, Tootsie. That I've got to see.
Oh, Bill, when you marry Tootsie, George and I will want to give you something. What would you like?
Novocaine.
Well, come on, Tootsie, lie down on the table.
All right, Gracie.
I think I'll start off with the mud pack. Now, hold still. Oh, isn't it wonderful? You'll have Veronica Lake's face in no time.
I know. And I'll have her ears even sooner. That's where most of the mud went.
Hey, I have a wonderful idea, Tootsie. I'll call Veronica and tell her to come right over.
What for?
Well, so we can tell how we're doing. I'll stand you both side by side, and if I can tell you apart, you're not done yet.
That's a marvelous idea, Gracie. But do you know her?
Oh, sure. I see her at the market all the time. We don't get our meat from the same butcher.
Oh, just think. Veronica Lake and I are going to be twins.
Gracie, how about you and Hedy Lamarr looking alike?
Oh, well, I don't think Hedy Lamarr would want to go through all this fuss just to look like me.
Well, come on, Gracie, put on some more stuff.
All right, Tootsie. Here's mud in your eyes.
This is Paul White, and the boys in the Six Hits and a Miss come up with a song that was a sensational hit back in the days when vaudeville was more than just a name. Now it's a big hit all over again. For me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal.
I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three, or four, or more in love land for me and my gal.
Together. Is that good?
Well, of course it's good. Just think of yourself as a big pan of fudge that's beginning to harden.
Yes, that's just what I'll do. Oh, gee, won't it be wonderful when I go out walking with my new face on? Then maybe the man will whistle at me.
Didn't the man ever whistle at you, Tootsie?
No, Gracie. A couple of times a man has puckered his lips like he was going to whistle, but what came out was a different noise entirely.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, anyway, Tootsie, you shouldn't be thinking of other men. You're going to marry Bill Goodwin. Oh, that must be Veronica. You just lie there, Tootsie, and keep that mask on your face.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, come on in, Veronica.
You sounded awfully excited on the phone, Gracie. What's up?
Well, I'm making my friend Tootsie Sagwell beautiful, and I need your help.
Tootsie Sagwell? Oh, yes, yeah, she's that tall person who looks something like a woman.
Yeah, that's Tootsie. She's taking Professor Robinson's beauty treatment that's guaranteed to make her look exactly like a movie star in 2 hours.
Any particular movie star?
Yes, you.
Good heavens.
Yeah, and that's why I need your help. I want you to stand beside Tootsie so we can see if there are any places where a little Sagwell still shows through the lake. Come on, Veronica. She's in here.
Wait. Before we go in, I'd better tie a string around my finger.
What for?
I don't want to get mixed up and forget which one is me.
Oh, well, don't bother. I'll try to remember. Come on. Tootsie, this is Veronica Lake.
Oh, Miss Lake, I hope you don't mind that I picked you for a model.
I'm very flattered, Tootsie.
You know, Veronica, I've always wanted to swap beauty secrets with you.
Well, let's not swap. I'll just tell you what I know.
Oh, good. Oh, dear. If Bill doesn't marry me this time, I'll just give up.
You're counting on this experiment to get a husband?
Yes, I've tried everything else.
Well, she certainly has. Remember when they took away your permit to carry a gun, Tootsie?
Yes, the old meanies. Oh, I failed so many times, Veronica. You know, they say that the bridesmaid who catches the bride's bouquet will be the next to get married. But it never worked for me.
What a shame.
I've been a bridesmaid 20 times. Every time I jump way up in the air and catch the bouquet, and it's gotten me nothing.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that, Tootsie. It got you an offer to play second base for the Washington Senators.
I almost wish I'd taken it.
Oh, Gracie, where are you, dear?
Oh, George is home. Veronica, you stay here with Tootsie. I'll be right back.
Hello.
Oh, George, you're just in time. In a few minutes, we're going to unveil Tootsie.
Gracie, this idea is ridiculous. If people could get to look like movie stars, don't you think a lot more would be doing it? Don't you think I'd like to look like Charles Boyer?
Well, certainly.
Well, you don't have to be so definite about it.
But, George, if you want to look like him, you can. Professor Robinson has Charles Boyer's face marked down to $27.50 this month. It's a special.
Only $27.50?
Yeah. Of course, that's not including the eyes.
Oh, no eyes.
No, those big soulful boyer eyes are extra. Mm.
How much does he get for those?
Well, how many would you want, one or two?
Well, I'm no piker. Make it two. Make it three. When I go, I go.
George Burns, I don't like your attitude. You'll be sorry you acted like this when I walk out of that library with a new Tootsie Sagwell. You just stay here. I'll be right back.
Gracie, I can tell by the look on your face that George doesn't believe in Professor Robinson.
Well, no, he doesn't. Oh, I get so mad at him sometimes. Honestly, if he wasn't my husband, I'd divorce him.
Gracie, is it almost time to take the mask off?
Yeah, Tootsie, in a second or two. How does your face feel? Does it feel like Veronica Lake's face?
Well, I don't know how Veronica Lake's face feels.
How does it feel, Veronica?
Oh, I don't know. I've had it so long, it almost seems like part of me.
Oh. Tootsie, it's 2:00. Time to take the mask off.
Oh, hurry.
Oh, well, hold still. There.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, dear. I shouldn't have used that witch hazel.
Why not?
I'm afraid the bottle had too much witch and not enough hazel.
Oh, dear. Bill Goodman will be here in 10 minutes. He'll never propose to me now.
Oh, don't feel that way, Tootsie. Men don't propose to women because they're beautiful.
No. I'll bet lots of men have proposed to you.
Well, yes. But only because I'm a good cook.
I can't even cook.
Well, wait. Wait. I've got an idea. Veronica, you've got to help us. You've got to pretend that you're Tootsie Sagwell.
Me?
Yes. After she's worn the mask a little longer, Tootsie will look like you anyway. So you just pretend you're Tootsie long enough for Bill Goodwin to propose to you.
Yes, Veronica. Just accept him and I'll take it from there.
But this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Please, Veronica, do it for me.
Well, all right.
Oh, thanks. And what a chance this is to teach my husband a lesson. Now, when I call you, come out as Tootsie.
All right, Gracie.
Well, George, we took the mask off Tootsie.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Now I want you to see her. Oh, Tootsie!
Yes, Gracie, did you call me?
Yes, I did, Tootsie. Well, dear?
Are you kidding? She doesn't look anything like Veronica Lake.
Jimmy Cash is here with one of the all-time top tunes, Night and Day.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the heart of me, there's an all such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
All right. I knew it was Veronica Lake all the time, and so would Bill Goodwin. Look, He'll never believe she's Tootsie.
He will, too. Veronica's a very fine actress. All you have to do, Veronica, is imagine you are Tootsie Sagwell.
I don't believe I have quite that much imagination.
Oh, you can do it. Just get that look of hers in your eye.
You mean that come-hither look?
Well, it's really stronger than that. It's more of a come hither, stay hither, and don't go thither look.
I see. I'd better know how she acts with men, too, so I can give a good performance. How does she react when a man asks her for a date?
Well, let me see now. I have to go back to 1929 for that.
Oh, the year of the crash. Well, men were desperate in those days.
Yeah. Well, as I remember it, when this man asked Tootsie for a date, she was surprised for a moment, but she regained her poise quickly and yelled, "Wow!" and broke two of his ribs.
Gracie, do you mind if I'm a little more ladylike? I'll just stick two fingers in my mouth and whistle.
Yes, give it that bass a touch.
Oh, here's Bill now.
Well, here I go. You promise I can leave the minute he proposes to me, Gracie?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be able to leave right away. The biggest dope in America would know that you are Veronica Lake and not Tootsie Sagwell.
He will not. Come in.
Hi, Gracie. Hi, George.
Bill. Look.
Why, Tootsie.
Oh, no.
Tootsie, I can't believe it. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. I couldn't tell you from Veronica Lake in 1,000 years.
Really, Bill?
Oh, really? Tootsie, when you asked me for a kiss last week, did I say no? I ought to have my head examined. Come here, babe.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
And here's one for the week before. And the week before that. And remember the day you chased me 6 blocks? Well, I'm standing still now. And remember the time...
Bill,
Bill, I've got a TL for you. That isn't Tootsie Sagwell at all.
Oh, will you stop, George? Why, that Professor Robinson is marvelous. What a transformation. I could swear Tootsie was Veronica Lake. Come on, kiss me, Tootsie.
Wait a minute. When are you going to propose?
Oh, later, later. I got to get to know you first. Give me a kiss.
Look, how about proposing?
Oh, of course, I'll propose. But don't you think I should meet your folks first?
What for?
What for? Well, I can't marry a girl until I'm sure her folks use Swan. The new white clothing soap is purer than the finest Castiles. Money can't buy a purer soap.
They use it. Now, will you please propose?
Oh, sure, Tootsie. Say, there's just one other thing we should agree on first. How do you feel about babies?
Babies?
Yes, Well, do you think they should be bathed with a whole bar of Swan or half of it? You see, Swan is great for bathing babies, you know. It's so pure, it's kind to even a baby's tender skin. So you know Swan is just bound to be great for your hands and face, your tub or shower.
Look, what are you proposing, marriage or a bath?
Well, gee, Tootsie, a fella's got to be careful, you know. You know what that famous expert on women said.
What?
Well, he said women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity. But Swan is even purer than the finest Castiles.
What expert on women said that?
Me?
Bill, will you please hurry up and propose to me? I've got some shopping to do.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Bill, would you mind proposing on this divan over here?
Okay, Gracie, anything you say.
But look, Bill, you want to be told
that... Come on in the library, George.
Okay, well, don't yank my arm off.
Gracie, is it working?
Yes, Tootsie. I'll leave the door open a crack so I can describe how Bill proposes to you. I thought you'd be interested.
What's he doing to me?
Well... You're both on a divan. And Bill is moving closer to you. Closer and closer.
Yes.
He leans forward to kiss you. Oh, Tootsie Sagwell, you're a big dope.
Why?
You turned your head away.
Oh, I guess I got so excited I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, well, now he's taking your hand in his. He's stroking it with his fingers.
Which hand, Gracie?
Your right hand. Why?
I want to know which one to have goose pimples on.
And now he slips his arm around your waist. He tries to pull your head down on his shoulder, but you hold back.
Oh, pull harder, Bill. Pull harder.
And now you're beginning to give in. He tilts your chin up. Oh, Tootsie, he finally did it. He kissed you.
Oh, did I enjoy it?
Oh, Tootsie, you loved it. Now he's proposing. He's on his knees. You look down at him and nod your head. Oh, Tootsie, you accepted him. You're engaged, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, this is the happiest moment of my life.
Oh, those are tears of joy, huh?
Well, not exactly. My engagement seems to lack the personal touch.
Well, I've had enough of this. I'm going out there and put a stop to it.
Hey, Bill.
Go away, George. Don't disturb me.
Hey, you better listen, Goodwin, because you're going to get the shock of your life. That's not Tootsie Sagwell you've been kissing. That's Veronica Lake.
Well, I know that.
You mean... You mean you knew it all the time?
Well, what else, brother? I'm no fool.
Well, I'll be... Girl, how do you like that?
Oh, so that was your game, Mr. Goodwin. You were just putting on an act.
Sure.
You knew it was me and took advantage of it?
That's right.
You knew all the time that you were hugging me, kissing me, making love to me?
Uh-huh.
It was fun, wasn't it?
I'll say.
Come on, Bill. Take me home.
Okay, Veronica.
Well, so help me. That's the last time I'll ever stick my neck out.
Oh, wait. George, stop them.
Oh, you're too late. They're gone.
Oh, well, that's a man for you. He just got engaged to Tootsie Sagwell, and he's already running around with another woman.
Now, look, Gracie.
Men are all alike. They're all beasts. You just can't trust one of them. George Burns, I'm going home to my mother.
Me? What did I have to do?
Well, I just have a few moments to leave you with this one thought. Swan saves you money. Use it for every soap and water job in the house. In the kitchen, for dishes and cleaning, Swan does the work of easily wasted package soaps. So you save there. And in the bathroom, for your hands and face, you save again. Because Swan gives you more soap per penny than any of the leading toilet soaps tested. And gives you a soap purer than the finest Castiles. So use Swan and really save.
Oh, we're a little late, folks. Good night.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your CBS station again next week, same time, when their special guest will be that famous Arkansas traveler, Bob Burns. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. And don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, over another network next Friday night. And that'll next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, hi, Swan, how about you? Good night.
Veronica Lake is now appearing in Paramount's all-star production, Star Spangled Rhythm. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.